This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Armed rebels attacked an Ebola treatment center Saturday near the Congolese city of Butembo, just hours after another attack at the center killed a Cameroon epidemiologist. One militia member was killed in the attack at Katwa Hospital, where medical staffers are trying to contain an Ebola outbreak in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Paul Ngoma, the police chief, added that four rebels were also captured. The latest attack came after the World Health Organization reported that epidemiologist Richard Muzoko was killed Friday when several gunmen from a local militia stormed the hospital. Egyptians began 3 days of voting on Saturday on constitutional amendments that would allow Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to stay in office until 2030. We get details from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
A smiling President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi cast his ballot as polling began Saturday morning in a three-day referendum to make changes to Egypt's post-revolution constitution. Those changes will strengthen his hand over parts of the government and lengthen his term in office from 4 to 6 years. 62 million Egyptians are registered to vote of an estimated population of around 100 million. A large number of people could be seen at several polling stations in the center of Cairo, while others in outlying parts of the capital in Giza appeared to have a light turnout. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A zookeeper in Topeka, Kansas, was mauled by a Sumatran tiger at the zoo on Saturday. The unidentified worker was taken to a local hospital where she is in stable condition with wounds to her neck, back, and arms. This is VOA News. At least one person was injured as clashes broke out between dozens of demonstrators and police in Paris on the 23rd Saturday of Yellow Vest protests. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reports.
Some black hooded protesters threw rocks and set fire to motorcycles. Police responded with tear gas and stun grenades. Some officers also marched toward demonstrators to control the crowd and funnel it to Paris's Place de la République, where they're authorized to demonstrate. The so-called Yellow Vest protests erupted in mid-November, originally over fuel price hikes and the high cost of living.
Edward Barron of Reuters. Police in Northern Ireland have arrested two teenagers in connection with the fatal shooting of a journalist during rioting in the city of Londonderry. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The men aged 18 and 19 were detained under anti-terrorism legislation and taken to Belfast for questioning, the police service of Northern Ireland said. The men haven't been identified or charged. Lyra McKee, 29 years old, a rising star of investigative journalism, was shot and killed, probably by a stray bullet aimed at police, during rioting Thursday night. Police said the new IRA descendant group was most likely responsible and called it a terrorist act. Zaria Shackley, London.
Mourners are marking 20 years since the mass shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado. AP correspondent Mike Gracia recounts the events of that day.
It was April 20th, 1999, 11:15 a.m., when the first shots were fired. A killing rampage at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado was underway. Two teenage boys dressed in black trench coats shot and killed 12 classmates and a teacher and wounded two dozen others before taking their own lives. The stunning attack shocked the community and the nation. At a memorial service 3 days later, Pastor Barry Palzer sounded anguished.
We have planted the seeds of godlessness, and we are reaping the harvest today.
I'm Mike Gracia.
About a dozen people were killed during an attack Saturday on the Communications Ministry building in Kabul, ending a spell of relative calm in the Afghan capital. Police Chief General Syed Mohammed Roshandil said a bomber blew himself up outside the ministry, enabling other attackers to enter the heavily guarded government complex. The Interior Ministry said the nearly five-hour attack had ended and that all suicide bombers were killed. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.